Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say, good morning to the brave few who still have the backbone to think for themselves in a world drowning in a sea of mediocrity, corruption, and let's be honest, utter stupidity. You see, I have a few things to say about our beloved South Africa, and if you're easily offended, well, that's just too bad. You've had 30 years to cry about it while the country burns. South Africa is one of the richest, most resource wealthy nations in the world. We sit on gold, platinum, and diamonds. We should be the Switzerland of Africa, and yet here we are, a bankrupt, crime-infested, socialist experiment gone horribly wrong. Sound familiar? Should, because Argentina was in the same boat. A once great economy, obliterated by government incompetence, rampant corruption, and that irresistible siren song of socialism. Redistribute wealth, hand out freebies, punish the productive, and celebrate the lazy. Just like Argentina, South Africa has spent decades, three mainly, getting it all wrong. We've built nothing, fixed nothing, and we can't even transport what we produce. But here's the kicker. Just like Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, pointed out to the world, we did this to ourselves. Now in Argentina, Milei came in, wiped out the deficit, inflation is dropping, and they're clawing back their economy from the abyss in short order. Here in South Africa, we're still listening to Marxist relics in government who couldn't run a spaza shop, let alone an economy or a country. We have the ANC, a bunch of corrupt, thieving, economy-destroying imbeciles whose only qualification is their ability to say apartheid in every speech. They've turned this country into a buffet of incompetence. Load shedding, crime, unemployment. Don't worry, the ANC's answer to everything is more government. And the worst part, they sell it all to you under the warm, fuzzy blanket of transformation, social justice, and equity. Sound familiar? It's the same nonsense Milei ripped apart at Davos when he called out the West's obsession with wokeism. The cancer that destroyed Argentina and is eating away at the West is the same disease killing South Africa. It's called woke socialism, and it comes in many forms. Radical feminism that tells women they are perpetual victims while ignoring that most crime victims here are men. Climate lunacy that forces us to sit in the dark while we export coal to China. Diversity and inclusion madness that replaces merit with quotas because, God forbid, we hire competent people to run Transnet. And race-based policies that make doing business here impossible because we're too busy ticking transformation boxes instead of building an economy. Overregulated. Milei was right when he called out wokeism as a poison, convenient excuse to expand the power of the state, regulate everything, kill productivity, and punish those who actually create jobs and wealth. The West has built a bureaucratic monster to enforce these ridiculous policies. And here in South Africa, we didn't even need an external force. We did it to ourselves. Our ANC government's entire business model is incompetence, wrapped in victimhood, enforced by race-baiting populists. Argentina's not alone in watching mass immigration become an open wound. Europe is being invaded by people who have no intention of integrating. And South Africa? We don't even have a border anymore. Millions flood into our country unchecked, overwhelming our hospitals, our schools, our cities. And instead of enforcing immigration laws, the government celebrates it. Ubuntu, they say. Pan-Africanism. It's not Ubuntu, it's economic suicide. And when South Africans, black, white, colored, Indian, dare to complain that their jobs are being taken, that crime is spiraling, that services are collapsing under the weight, what does the government say? You're xenophobic. Crime isn't a problem in South Africa. No. Crime is an industry. You're not being robbed, hijacked, or murdered. Are you even South African? The police? What police? Half of them are criminals. And even though a tiny minority are trying to do a good job, most of the other half are too busy taking bribes or sleeping in cars. And the ANC loves it because it keeps people too scared, too desperate, and too dependent on their fake promises every election cycle. And while criminals roam free, law-abiding business owners trying to protect themselves with firearms treated like the problem. The government would rather disarm citizens than deal with the real threat themselves. Argentina is clawing its way out of the grave. Milei slashed government waste, embraced free markets, and told the socialists to shove it. South Africa could do the same, but we won't, because here's the truth. Our government, our ANC government, doesn't want the country to work. If South Africa was functional, the ANC couldn't steal any. If Transnet was fixed, they couldn't award another BEE contract to their cousin's shell company. If we had real leadership, the ANC would all be in jail. So let's be honest about our options. One, wait for the ANC to fix itself. Hilarious. Two, vote them out. Possible, but they've rigged the system and that'll take too long. We could leave. Many have left the country, but not all can afford to do so. Or build a parallel economy, private security, private electricity, private education, because the state has failed. State-proof ourselves. But here's a radical thought. What if we fought back? What if we stopped apologizing for demanding incompetence? And what if we rejected every single ounce of woke, socialist, corrupt nonsense spewed at us? What if we embraced meritocracy, capitalism, and the raw, unfiltered truth? Milei told the world to wake up. Will South Africa? Probably not, because let's face it, we're the Titanic, and the ANC is playing the violin while looting the lifeboats. But to those of you still awake, still fighting, still refusing to go down, the battle isn't over. And that, my friends, is the only reason I haven't packed my bags yet. I'm going to fight for South Africa, and I need you to as well. Long live freedom, long live capitalism, and let's create a South Africa that actually works.